not about what the future may hold for us unless we get out there and create it for ourselves. Instead of looking to be right all the time, we should be looking for how we're wrong all the time. Because we are. Being wrong opens us up to the possibility of change. Being wrong brings the opportunity for growth. It means not cutting your arm open to cure a cold or splashing dog piss on your face to look young again. It means not thinking mediocre is a vegetable and not being afraid to care about things. Because here's something that's weird but true. We don't actually know what a positive or negative experience is. Some of the most difficult and stressful moments of our lives also end up being the most formative and motivating. Some of the best and most gratifying experiences of our lives are also the most distracting and demotivating. Don't trust your conception of positive or negative experiences. All that we know for certain is what hurts in the moment and what doesn't. And that's not worth much. Just as we look back in horror at the lives of people 500 years ago, I imagine people 500 years from now will laugh at us and our certainties today. They will laugh at how we let our money and our jobs define our lives. They will laugh at how we were afraid to show appreciation for those who mattered to us most, yet heaped praise on public figures who didn't deserve anything. They will laugh at our rituals and superstitions, our worries and our wars. They will gawk at our cruelty. They will study our art and argue over our history. They will understand truths about us which none of us are yet aware. And they, too, will be wrong. Just less wrong than we were. Architects of our own beliefs. Try this. Take a random person and put them in a room with some buttons to push. Then tell them that if they do something specific, some undefined something that they have to figure out, a light will flash on, indicating that they've won a point. Then tell them to see how many points they can earn within a 30-minute period. When psychologists have done this, what happens is what you might expect. People sit down and start mashing buttons at random until eventually the light comes on to tell them they got a point. Logically, they then try repeating whatever they were doing to get more points. Except now, the light's not coming on. So they start experimenting with more complicated sequences. Press this button 3 times, then this button once, then wait 5 seconds, and ding, another point. But eventually that stops working. Perhaps it doesn't have to do with buttons at all, they think. Perhaps it has to do with how I'm sitting, or what I'm touching. Maybe it has to do with my feet. Ding, another point. Yeah, maybe it's my feet, and then I press another button. Ding! Generally, within 10 to 15 minutes, each person has figured out the specific sequence of behaviors required to net more points.